Joining us on Front and Center is Bruce Brayton. Bruce is the owner of Brayton Associates, which is located at 550 Main Street in Southington. And Bruce, welcome to Front and Center.
Dan, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity here.
How about giving our audience just an overview of Brayton Associates?
Brayton Associates is a computer sales support and service company. We service small businesses and residential customers and provide whatever IT support they need for their business or homes.
How long have you been in business, Bruce?
We started in 1987 and decided at that point where we needed to focus on a particular entity of IT because it is pretty broad. And we said small business customers, those in business who have anywhere from a couple of computers up to 25, 35, 50 computers really need a lot of support. And obviously home people, residential customers need support when they don't have that teenage kid around to help them out.
That's right. Take us back to 1987. We're talking almost 30 years ago. How many businesses, small businesses, were using computers 29 years ago?
Well, I kind of remember back when we did our first company and we had some software that was accounting software that a small business could use. It was a small manufacturer, and they had accounts payable, accounts receivable, and I think the initial IBM PC was like $4,500 for a PC, Epson printer, dot matrix. So there wasn't a lot of opportunity then, but I came out of the mainframe field where back in 1966 I got into mainframes and saw things where they were going and large machines and big environments. And as soon as PCs came up, that was where I wanted to be.
So you foresaw the day when we essentially would be dependent on computers?
I think probably I did, and I'm not sure I recognized it till later, but it was an eye-opening experience, yeah.
Now, someone calls your business, calls Brayton Associates, and they say they want IT help. Take us through the process. What do you do?
Well, there's a couple of scenarios. In a lot of our calls, even we get today, are considered under the what we call break-fix environment. Something breaks, you call us, we fix it. And that's been the mode for many a decade in the computer world. You don't know what's going on until it doesn't work anymore. The new environment now is all about managed services. It's called a MSP, Managed Service Provider. So the IT companies are moving forward to this new model. In this environment, we actually load some monitoring software on a particular computer, and it monitors things like, how's your hard drive doing? Are you overworking your CPU? Do you have enough memory? Do you have something out of date? Is your antivirus up to date? Have you done a backup? So we can monitor all those proactively, find issues, and often launch and fix them before you even know they're a problem. And we can do all this for a very, very small cost.
So in other words, it's being proactive rather than reactive.
Exactly.
So do you go to the business? Do they come to Brayton Associates? Do you sit down and talk it out? What goes on?
Typically, in a business environment, we will offer a no-charge on-site inspection of your business, look at what they have for computers, file servers, firewalls, backup devices, antivirus, and see if they're, you know, state-of-the-art, what they need to have for their business of their size, and configure options for them and tell them what they really need so they don't have extended downtimes and can recover in the event of a disaster, because disasters do happen.
Well, I'll bet they do. In fact, I'm sure you've got a couple of stories you could share with our audience for those who were not proactive but reactive. What can you tell us?
Yeah, we had one this last year, end of last year, a customer in the Rocky Hill area had a server that wasn't under this proactive service. Server went down. We dispatched, went over there, and got the vendor involved and manufacturer of the hardware and started working on the server. And long story short, by the time the right parts and the right entities came from the manufacturer, they were down for 6 days. They didn't have a disaster recovery plan. They weren't really part of managed services. And, so they suffered a prolonged outage. Had they been on a service, We could have recognized at the end of an hour that we had a prolonged power or an issue, could have implemented a virtual server backup, and they would have been up and running. Nobody would know the difference in their office, and we could have worked on the hardware on the side and fixed it and then got a backup, you know, off hours. So they had a long outage, could have only been an hour from their perspective.
What a great story that is, and a reminder that people need to be proactive. You think about it for just a moment, Bruce. There was a business essentially down for 6 days, almost impossible in this day and age.
Yeah, people don't want to be down for more than 45 minutes. You know, we get calls, and I have to have that email, I have to have this. You know, so you have to be reactive on that and proactive and know what's going on and say, I have a plan and serve, you know, to put it into service right away.
Talking with Bruce Brayton. Bruce is the owner of Brayton Associates. They specialize in computer support for small business, computer sales. And since 1987, they've been specializing in that area. Bruce, from what I read, your firm has relationships with Microsoft, HP, Compaq, Lenovo, Acer, Dell, Sony. Talk about that.
Yeah, just about any of the major players. You know, we keep on top of who supplies what, Dell, whether it's Dell or HP or Lenovo. Those are like the three of the major servers and PC. And any one of those people make models that are, you know, if we want to say they're the old Ford Pinto line or the Cadillac line. So you have to be cognizant of what's available and educated as to, are we running out and getting a big box computer, big box store computer that's $400? We think we're getting a deal, and, you know, a year later, somebody's complaining that it's slow or not doing its job. So we make sure we fit the right item for the right purpose at the right cost.
Well, that's a great point. How about explaining to our audience some of the differences between buying from a big box retailer, if you will, and buying from Brayton Associates?
Well, we come in, we determine what's necessary based on requirements of the computer users, the software that they're running, make sure it's scaled properly for the business. Often people are buying at the big box store maybe a home version of the Windows operating system and find out, oh, gee, that doesn't run in my office server environment role, or we don't have the right model for home. I wanted to do something different. So we take it upon ourselves, price out, give them a couple options, and make sure they get the right equipment, the right printers, monitors. One of the things we often do is supply dual monitors for customers or three monitors so that they can be much more productive. Industry experts say you can get 40% increase in productivity by having dual monitors rather than a single monitor. Just imagine not having to minimize your window and bring up the other window and now go back and minimize or cut and paste. If you can see multiple windows and multiple screens, you can be much more productive.
Well, it's all about productivity in this day and age, and essentially what you're saying is that you can help to improve that productivity or at least furnish the supplies to create an environment of productivity improvement, if you will.
Yeah, and with my background in computers and mainframes and systems, I can look at some of the things that people are doing and often offer alternative resources or customer resource management systems that'll help keep track of data that they may be doing, you know, on an Excel spreadsheet or on paper, and look at those things. Are we doing things smartly? You know,
I know that one of the areas that Brayton Associates specializes in is virus cleanup, and for that matter, also scan and cleanup. How important is that?
We get probably 20 calls a week on somebody's computer, and often residential, where for good firewalls or antivirus isn't in place. So suddenly my machine's running slow or something's popping up on my screen that I know isn't right. How do we handle it? We can, as long as somebody has internet access, we can provide remote service and support. We can get right on their machine in a secure environment from remote over the internet, apply scanning fixes and make sure that they're clean going forward for a very minimal cost. If we need to come on site, we dispatch a technician to come on site and do the same service and make sure, again, that they're running appropriate antivirus, appropriate firewalls, and filters and all to make sure that they're protected and this shouldn't happen again.
Yeah, that's a good point. The antivirus support, the firewall support. Explain to our audience just how important it is to make sure that a computer system has that in place.
It's not a matter of if you're going to get hacked. If you're unprotected, you probably will get hacked. We monitor our servers on a regular basis, and we see every night in the logs. It's not a matter of somebody, if they'll try to hack your server, it's almost a guarantee that every night a sniffer or type program will go along on like every TCP IP address, which is like a phone number to your computer. Somebody attempts a hack, and if they get a hit where, oh, now it's going to ask me for a password, they'll stay on it and they'll try to hack it. And then they'll, you know, if they fail, they'll go on to the next server's IP address and just try to hack in. So are they out there? Are they hacking? Yes, they are. You know, there's and it's automated. It's not some 14-year-old kid sitting behind a home computer. It's a business, and it's probably overseas somewhere, and they're looking to get in.
That said, what advice would you give to people who have their personal computers at home as far as protecting those computers?
You need to have some sort of a web filter, something as simple as K9, which is a free web filter. It'll check where you're trying to go on the Internet, make sure that you're not getting hacked while you're out there, stop you from going to bad sites. Often we just type something in on the Internet, you're trying to go someplace, and you end up at a wrong site, and within seconds, you can be infected. So you have to have the right web filter, the right antivirus that's up to date and doing its job, and appropriate firewalls that'll stop hackers from coming in.
Talking with Bruce Brayton. He is the owner of Brayton Associates, located at 550 Main Street in Southington, and he is our guest on Front and Center. I'm Dan Lavallo. Bruce, how about the speeding up of computers at businesses? Sometimes they'll start slowing down. How does Brayton Associates help in that area?
There's really a couple things to be done. One is we provide an optimization service, which is one of the components that we do when we do a virus scan and a cleanup. You buy a new PC, you take it out of the box, you run, you're real happy, you're smiling. And like 6 months to a year down the road, you're going, oh my God, it's as slow or slower than my old PC. In effect, what happens is you go to a website, you download Adobe, or you're running QuickBooks or something, and all these programs want to do an update. You know, they want to automatically be online and say, oh, you need to update this, you need to update that. You end up with a lot of extra programs running, things you don't need. You've downloaded a bunch of filters and things from the Internet that really are inappropriate. So we can go through and do an optimization cleanup and set that PC back to the best possible speed that it had when it came out of the box.
Well, what should people do, whether it's a business or somebody at home, when these updates come along? Should they go through with these updates?
You have to look at them and see what they are. We find that maybe somebody at home is downloading toolbars on their browser for shopping. So what actually is really happening, they have a toolbar that says, okay, I can shop, but it's actually monitoring every Internet site that they go to and sending data back. So this is all happening in the background while you're out there doing your normal Google search or something like that. You need to get rid of those and be a little more careful about what you're doing. So we do that. Another way to speed up your machine is there's what's called solid-state drives today that are no moving parts. Just imagine the difference between something electronic, speed of an electronics, versus a rotating hard disk. So you can replace a typical disk with and or in conjunction with a solid-state drive and really improve the performance of an older or a new computer.
It really is amazing what's out there, isn't it?
It is. Technology has moved along. Today, in the last 4 to 10 years, we've probably not seen a lot of innovation, but just a lot of steady improvement in speed and reduction in cost of machines. They've really got it to a great price point.
The chief executive officer of Google came out the other day, and he looked into his crystal ball and predicted that the concept of a computer device is going to fade away. What do you say to that as someone in the computer business?
It's always a moving target, so there'll be something else that'll take care of that. I mean, look where we've come in 20 years and in 30 years. You know, or they say that 80% of all technology always happens in the last 20 years, so it's a moving target. We'll move with it.
Well, What interested you in getting involved in computers back then, if you will?
Well, I got out of high school and I went to Waterbury State Tech College, good old Waterbury school system, and took a programming course in what was an early programming language, Fortran, and I was intrigued and really loved it and decided to go back to Waterbury State Tech full-time and get a degree and be in programming and went through the standard every mainframe programmer and systems analysis and systems design and really loved it, and that's the only job I've ever really had is in computers.
And, of course, back then they were bigger and bulkier, so when you talk about technology, you have to be amazed at how far we've come.
We have. We have. And we had early modems, which I kind of saw. I had no idea it was going to be called the Internet, but we used to do these dial-up modems and send little bitty pieces of data back and forth. It wasn't even chatting. It was just sending data through Ma Bell, and look where that's come. Through a full-blown internet, and anything you want in the world is probably online somewhere.
It's unbelievable. You know, we talk about looking into the crystal ball, but also right now, one of the popular items is the cloud. It seems whether it's Microsoft or Apple or you pick your company, they're interested in getting customers to access the cloud. Talk about that.
Yeah, and that's part of what you mentioned before about the computer itself moving and going away. Most people who provide some sort of a software or a service are moving towards software as a service. It's called SaaS, and that means that everything's in the cloud, good and bad. So the good part is it's really accessible from anywhere. You can run your business from your condo down at the beach or a vacation in Hawaii or be at home today running your business. It's all the same interface, same data. The bad part is that if you're someplace that doesn't have internet, you're pretty much dead in the water. It's a little different than if you had on your local computer or on your local business environment. So, and also, you're going to pay like a rental fee for most things in the cloud as opposed to a one-time purchase and you own it and then you maintain it.
So what should businesses know about the cloud then?
You have to still be responsible when you have data in the cloud to make sure that you have your own backup of your data. So we provide that kind of a service, and we'll make sure that they can back up their own cloud data to their own resource. So if something does go awry, they can get back up and running within a minimal amount of time. Very important.
Yeah. Have you had certain situations where somebody calls you up and says, we've lost our data and we can't recover it?
Yeah, I actually had one a relative last week that computer wouldn't boot up, and so we got a hold of it, and the hard drive was just fried. And despite many years of saying backup, 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 there was no backup. So there was some QuickBooks data, a lot of pictures, a lot of family items that were unfortunately unrecoverable. And sometimes you can send a hard drive out to a service, and maybe for a couple of $1,000, they can try to recover it and do some forensics, but the average person can't afford that.
What about a couple of stories, perhaps, where you were able to rescue the items that they thought were lost?
Yeah, and again, it's about being important and having backup. We have all the tricks of the trade, and often when a hard drive doesn't run where your data is stored, we have a couple of really back pocket tricks to try to get the thing up and running. And we've been successful as many times as when issues came around that allowed us to be successful. But often you can't, so you have to rely on, did this customer or friend have a backup? Did they have multiple copies? Because having a single backup, like on a flash drive, is really not considered a backup. You'll end up overwriting it, losing it, dropping it, or the data's not there where you thought. You need, anytime you talk backup, you need to have multiple copies, and the copies need to be not in the same location. Many years ago, we had a customer who had a file server, and they were doing their backups, and we always encouraged take a copy of the backup off-site. Well, they had a fire. They were over a bank. The bank had a fire. They lost. I mean, the whole office was just ashes. And the backup that should have been off-site was not. They were both in the office, so they had nothing. Today, we say, do your local backups, take it off-site, And we also do a redundant copy to the cloud. So worst case, you can always go back to the cloud and recover.
So if we're to back up our information, and that's great advice, the memory is everywhere for these backups. What's the approach people should take?
They should enlist some sort of a cloud backup service. I would say the average person, and we even encourage it, you can leave your computer running 24/7. It doesn't, shutting it down, turning it back on if you're a daily computer user probably does your computer more harm than good. You might save a little electricity by shutting it off. So leave it on, and then we can automate a backup script that can run, say, 2 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night when you're not in front of your computer, do the backup for you. Because let's face it, we all have other things on our list, other priorities. Backing up your computer is not something you're going to think about, something we think about. So if we can automate the process for you and also monitor the fact that, hey, your backup is running every night or it ran 28 nights out of the last 31, we're pretty happy with that as a residential customer or small business.
Bruce Brayton of Brayton Associates is our guest on Front and Center. I was reading that Brayton Associates offers telemagic support. Can you explain that?
Yeah, telemagic is a customer resource management piece of software that we can configure a database in multiple screens to look and do different things for different people. We've probably done 50 or 60 different type systems. But the one like we use in our office keeps track of a company and all the contacts within the company, everybody's name and address and phone numbers, and a quick way to get to data. Also, if you have a conversation with somebody on the phone, you can, within a couple of keystrokes, log notes and be able to go back and retrieve them. I have data going back to the 80s on certain customers I can pull up and, gee, how is your son? I remember he broke his leg last year. How's it going? Or just knowing the history of an account is really valuable.
I want to get into printers for just a moment because, again, sometimes businesses might go to the box store and buy a printer. What should they know about printers?
Color versus black and white, cost of copies. The biggest thing that we all tend to overlook when we're not really spending time analyzing it is we underbuy a printer. Printers have a duty cycle. They know HP, for example, an HP LaserJet, how many copies per minute should you really be running on it? So they're rated for a duty cycle, and it might be 5,000 pages per month or 15 or 30 or 50 or 100,000. So you can expect the price of that printer to fluctuate up based on that. And it's, again, the Pinto versus the Cadillac type scenario. Spend the right amount of money, get something that's going to last you, and you won't be complaining about it next year that, the darn printer, I need to replace it again.
One of the interesting facets about your business is that you have different computer applications that might not be on the market. Talk about that.
Well, we can provide custom programming. We can do Access database programming, and if you've got a unique environment and you know that you're keeping a lot of funny Excel spreadsheets or paper, maybe you should be automating it and make it simple, make it archivable where you have a backup, and it makes it easier for everybody in your office to come in and use the data and share the data. We don't share enough data these days. Everybody, you look in some small businesses and everybody's got a copy of that same thing and we're all keeping different data. And the old adage is, if there's more than one version of a customer type database, then they're all wrong because they don't synchronize and you have a telephone number, I have a different phone number, et cetera. Keep it simple.
Bruce, just as an overview as we wrap up this interview, basic advice to anybody buying a computer or who has a computer, just overall advice.
If you have basic skills, you know what you're looking for, then, shop it around. Today's computers are pretty much a commodity. We could say a few years back that maybe you need to go by a particular brand, a particular model, but today all computers are generally very good. You're going to get a professional operating system, something that's stable. The hardware is proven. We're all really utilizing the same Western Digital or CJ hard drives and good memory. But you want to make sure it's sized appropriately. You know, it's all about how much CPU's speed is in there. So if you're unsure, then contact a professional and let them give you an analysis. Typically, a good professional will give you options and say, you know, here's three or four based upon your budget. Here's what you should be buying.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I think we provide that managed services is really important. Why be reactive to a situation? Be proactive. We can do it on residential, and certainly all businesses should be on some sort of a managed service plan.
Bruce Brayton of Brayton Associates, 550 Main Street in Southington, has been our guest. And Bruce, we thank you very much for joining us on Front and Center.
Dan, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to talking again.